Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Monday morning. It is already April 23rd. I can't believe it. Like, we're starting May, like, in a week, if you could believe it. It's so cool. But time is going by, weather's getting warmer, a little wilder, but it's getting warmer. And I have to say, today's topic, since weather and time and everything's always changing and things are always changing, but yet it doesn't really matter what time it is. It doesn't matter what year it is. Like, it's so weird when you think about it and you go, hey, what year is this? Oh, what time is it? Wait, how old am I again? And you start, like, forgetting. Like, all that stuff starts mattering less and less, and you're just happy to be around. And on, I think it was last week, Thursday or Friday, Eric Ellis put a video on the radio page about a woman. She's called the Peculiar Daughter. I haven't found, I think her name is Deborah. I'm not sure, but I think on some of them I found that. But she wrote about how to experience the event and the new earth. She didn't write about it. She does a YouTube series. And if you want to look her up, it's the Peculiar Daughter and how to experience the event and new earth. And I listened to her. I listened to two or three tapes, but I'm only going to talk about the first one because you have to start to start. And she was introducing a new series that she was going to talk about, and she talks about, I know she calls it the new earth, Christ called it the other side of love, but it's really about evolvement. So after listening to everything, and she's pretty definite, and, you know, she does know what she's talking about. She takes it pretty far, where it's kind of hard for people to think of us as an illusion or a hologram or all of those things, but that's way into, you have to start at the start to get anything else she's saying. But what does it mean actually to be evolved, and what does it matter? Because think about this, we don't really know what we don't know. Before I saw Christ, I was a single mom with two kids. I was happy. I was working. I was just a normal mom USA. I took my kids to school. I brought them home. I made them study. I, you know, took them to the doctor. They had their immunizations. I had everything under control. I was paying my bills. I was getting my bills. I had my car. I had a garage. I had a backyard. I, you know, met with friends. I went to go see movies. I did Disneyland. I did all that stuff, just like you would. And after I saw Christ, the things I wanted to do were different, not right away. But then I started wondering why we're paying bills, why we have the bills. I started wondering why I had to do certain things to keep my kids happy. Why couldn't they just be happy? I started wondering, why do I have to have a partner to be happy? Because I was looking for a partner, but you really can't look. It's so weird. It's like when you're not looking, everything happens. But I was looking, and I was just thinking of life in a completely different way. I didn't want to hurt my parents. They were still alive. I didn't want to do something that went against what they believed. I didn't want, you know, to stand out between my brothers and sisters. And all the stuff I didn't want to happen, happened. And then I had to face it. But then once I faced it, I realized I could still see what everybody was doing, but I no longer was participating. Because what they were doing, I outgrew. And it just happened to me again on December 9th, a huge outgrew. Whatever was in my life the day before December 9th, I literally outgrew it. I look at it like I'm looking back in time through a tunnel. So there is something going on. There's been since the day I saw Christ, since the day I knew anyone can see Christ or feel those things or hear those things or write those things in the way I wrote them. So I listened to her, and I actually understood everything she said because I had already experienced it. So I said, there's a lot to her. But when you hear her, if you're not ready to hear it, it starts to sound like, holy cow, how do I do that? And while she was talking, I realized my job not only has been, but will continue to be, is how to teach us. I'm that bridge. When Christ, now I get it. When Christ said, your job is to bridge people's souls back to them, I'm the literal, and I'm going to say it because it's the biggest truth I could know at this point, was a person to do that. That's what I have been doing. And yesterday I was standing with someone who just not only knows me well, but has seen this and watched it. And I said, what do I do? How many times have I asked you guys, what do I do? And I said, somebody introduced me once and said I was an activator, that even if I don't know what's going on, and they don't know what's going on, by the time they leave me, they will be activated. And I knew that was true. When I heard her introduce me that way, I go, wow, that was good. That's what I do. So I'm the step before this person for you, because I know how. She talks about it repeatedly, about how you have to do it through your heart, through love. She talks about that. And she has a gift. There are many people with gifts. They know things that are just on the cusp of knowing in this particular time in our lives. Many things are changing, all the different things that people are exposing, discovering, learning, how they're being, what they're doing. They're all new topics of discussions, because you're starting to realize people, oh, they don't know that yet. Oh, they're still doing that. She calls that the old program. They're participating in the old program. And there's lower dimensions. But you start to realize everything's amazing. Nature's amazing. Music's amazing. People who you find that do acts of love, acts of kindness. You not only just say, oh, that was cool, but we feel them. They feel us. And there's different thoughts of how to look at the energy, the world, God, angels, how we think, how we react to our own thinking. What do you really need to know about the spiritual world, the new age, the metaphysical, and just being who you are? Are there levels? Because whether we want it or not, like it or not, think of it or not, it's here. And she's right, it is here. It's been here. A huge turning point in the history of any kind of energetic waves that ever happened on Earth was right after 9/11. That was the event, I want to say, that joined everybody in unison to what the heck just happened. And whoever was behind it, and I don't care who it was and whose theory is what, because none of it can be proved, but we all know that whatever we were told was questionable. However, at that time, people who had no idea they had talent in certain areas, I met them, a lot of them, ended up just automatically doing things that prepared us to understand gifting, what our each individual gifts are. We started asking questions like, why am I here? What is my purpose? After I saw Christ, That was my most frequently asked question. I don't get asked that question anymore. Why am I here? Well, can you imagine being in your body and you've lived? I've asked a question, and you grow up and you go through everything we're told to go through, and you have your kids, and you're going along, and then you start asking yourself questions like, why am I here, even with everything you've done? Because what happened was we needed to go back to the fork in the road and repave it with love. That's what we needed to do. And we're doing that. So the thing she said, and I'll tell you a little bit about what she was talking about, that energy is here to create the event. It's already here. Also said that something outside of us, just whatever it is outside of us, it basically, it's changing. And that the two earths are separating. That I've never seen. But I know what she's talking. It's an energetic thing. And you know how when we do pass normally, we go through, we leave our body and we go to the other side. But it's not a heaven or a hell above or below. It's right with us. It's just the energy separating us. And I see Francis asked the question in the quote, in the chat. Is it possible to grow into it without knowing about it? You can't grow into it. Yes, it's possible to grow into it without knowing about it, but you know that you're somewhere different. And you almost, how many times have we said on the show, you know, sometimes you get somewhere and you're like, well, how do I still live my old life and know this? I've asked myself that question. I'm like, whoa. Why are we still doing that? And how many times have I said it feels like I'm going back in time when I see someone smoking a cigarette? It feels like I'm going back in time when I see people still argue and create friction during a divorce. I start going back in time sometimes when I see the way people get married, the things that we say. And we all are asked to say the same exact thing, unless we create our own vows, which some people do. But for the most part, we've all got that speech memorized. The fact that our marriages are financially bound and state bound, and we get financial pluses or minuses for being married. It's created a system that just like my car accident, we outgrew. And we did outgrow it. And anyone who's listened to this show regularly has found a great part of themselves. Good, bad, or indifferent, we found it. I had the pleasure, have the pleasure in my life of God having been able to meet a lot of us that started with the show and all of that. And hopefully when I travel, I can continue to do so. But the ones I knew or somebody writes me that I don't know and I may help them, and through the one-on-ones I had, which I don't do anymore, but it's where I learned about how we learn. There isn't you don't get a grade A or a B or a C or a D for how you learn. The important thing is that we follow our heart. So listening to her, you know, Eric, you know, always finds these innovative things. And sometimes I it was before about the man who was writing and saying Christ was writing through him. And in the beginning it was, but then he started using it to further his knowing, his agenda, whatever it was, because all of a sudden I'm reading it, and at first I didn't delve too far into it. And then when I delved a little farther into it, I said, oh, it was great, but then it turned right here. And okay, said and done. That's all you needed to know. But what she's saying is she's continuing to do these videos, the Peculiar Daughter They're like a series on YouTube. And, you know, she says, you know, you don't have to die to go to heaven. Times where I couldn't feel the difference, whatever that difference was. And I've seen home. I saw it. And I am just now, after 16 years of having seen Christ, I am just now learning to accept happiness without thinking that, oh, but I have this issue, or oh, but I have that issue. When I deal with someone who, like she says, is from the other world, I just understand that they are. I don't try to make them feel like they're behind or they don't know something. We can see everything. We just don't participate the same. And so if you find yourself going, oh, I don't want to go through that whole matrix just to get that done. I would rather not even do it, not even have that product, not even have that thing. I would rather use my time in another way. She's saying you can see anything like in lower dimensions, but you can't see higher than what you can see or what you know. But when you get pretty high, you could see, you know, the angels and Christ and all of these things. And she didn't say Christ, but I wrote down Christ because that's who I saw. But I knew then, people always told me I was different, and I never knew what they were talking about. And every time they said it, it made me feel like I wasn't like them, and I wanted to be like them. But to be like them, I had to care about the same things they cared about. And I didn't care. I remember specific instances where I thought, wow, that's what made her happy? And I remember I was just newly married, this before I had children or anything. I was 23 years old. And I moved to California, and I met all my husband's friends. And there was a woman who took it upon herself, who was married, to compete with me for my husband's attention. And she was part, they were all part of this little group they started about wanting to make change in Palestine and all this stuff. And I would go. I was married and I went. And it was where, you know, she would dress up and talk to all the men and tell them what an idiot her husband was and all of this stuff. And there were all these little like love triangles going on, and I'm watching this mess. But everybody like found a way, an indirect way, to brag about themselves without bragging, like outright bragging. Oh, look at my car. Oh, I just bought this car, and when I was shopping for it, we went and saw these dealers, and then I got this deal, and it was the best deal. And, you know, I'm listening, and I'm thinking, wow, all that for a car. And I remember one day we were invited to the lady's house, and in front of her husband, she was really nice to him. And she's still married to him today. Thank God she got over that hump in her life. But what happened was I remember her showing a ring and saying, look at what my husband bought me to these other women. And I was about 15 years younger than all of them on the low side. And I remember looking and going, when you go to bed, you take that ring off. It's a ring. They took a stone and they cut a small portion of it and they put it on your finger. And now you're showing it to everyone. So one, they've never seen a stone. It wasn't a diamond. And two, that you were extra, extra special because you were ahead of them, that this is what you got. And I just asked God, please don't ever let me want anything that I think will make me better than who I think I am because of it. And I knew that I didn't care then about all the games she was playing with all the men and about all the stuff, the competition that was created. And that was, I was 23. So it does get a little dicey when you start growing and you don't care about what everybody else actually cares about that you know. And so then you have to kind of scale back and try to find your footing. But when we say, how evolved are you and does it matter? It doesn't matter how evolved you are, unless it only matters to you. You don't have to show off your level. There are no levels. There's no soul more important than another. There's no soul better than the other. We're all where we are at based on how much we have learned getting to where we're getting up until today. And that was the one thing I took away from her videos, is that she keeps saying, you know, it's a lot of work and you got to live from your heart and everything you ever thought was not love is what you will leave behind. That there's a physical ascension, that it's a chemical process in the event. And then you have to vibrate into it. There'll be new holograms. I always think of it as matrices, but new ways to live. And the reality you leave behind, well, somebody has to be in that reality that you left behind. But it doesn't mean they're bad, because they don't even know that they're there. There's that saying, we don't know what we don't know. So the only thing, if anybody listens to her, is I just don't want you to feel like you're not there and you didn't experience what she's experiencing. She's still like you and me. I'm still me. What I'm attracted to is different. The things I want in life are different. How I look at anything, from raising my kids, my relationship with my children. Sometimes in life, I have to scale back and live in that reality to understand what and why they're going through what they're going through, but then I bounce back. Because in my mind, I can see both. Anyone can see both. You can always see what kindergarten was like when you're in eighth grade, and you can do kindergarten in a snap. You could do a whole year of kindergarten in 3 minutes. So we just change. We evolve. Nobody will be left behind, and it's like you're going to miss the boat when the earth separates or something like that, which she believes will happen, that there will be two earths. There already are. She mentioned that, you know, when you watch the news and you see that there's a war going on in Syria, or you see that the Kardashians are still on and living in that reality. But you just don't connect, you get it. And that has happened. I know, because it happened to me. I hear people talk about things and I go, I don't even watch that anymore. I don't even need to hear that anymore. It's just a repeat and a repeat. I'm over that. Not over the fact that there's war and people getting killed. Because that isn't what I'm over. It's hearing the repetition and the repetition, and now we're bombing here and now we're bombing there, and we need to do this because, and everyone's into all the details of what Trump's doing and who's going to run against him now, and who cares? And I'm not saying it because I don't care. Somebody's going to run. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to run the country. Somebody's going to bomb another country, at least for now, at this point in our history. all that's going to happen with or without me. And remember when we had the elections and I said, worry about what you can control. Because the other stuff that you can't is going to go on until it doesn't need to go on that way anymore. It's definitely looking at the world as a whole instead of just who you think, what you think you can do to yourself in this world. But working from your heart is how we do it, whatever it is. But she says it takes a lot of work and, you know, you've got to do this, but there isn't a, what that work is. It's just telling you what exists. But the fact that we've had a show for 4 years talking about that work over and over again, is how we get there. He said, will you mention her name again and spelling for those who haven't seen the video? That's from Liam. The name of the video is How to Experience the Event and New Earth. The woman who publishes the videos, I had to search for her name, and I think I found it somewhere, and all I got was Deborah. But look for the Peculiar Daughter, P-E-C-U-L-I-A-R, Daughter. The Peculiar Daughter. Look it up. There's quite a few videos. But I did want to say, you know, she knows what she's saying. Sometimes when things are so far ahead, it sounds like you don't, like, what is she talking about? And some of it when she says, you know, I'm not human, and I'm like, well, you're still human. You're in your body. And I get that. And sometimes I would used to joke with my friends years ago and say, I feel like I have 1 foot in this world and 1 foot out. So I know what she's talking about. So that's why I said, she has a gift. She gets it. Her delivery is great. But the only things I want to tell people and caution people when they listen to it is that it doesn't mean you're missing anything. You're not less than. You're not evolved enough or too much, or there's no such thing as being too much evolved. But, you know, you are exactly where you need to be, hearing this when you need to hear it. I listened to several of her videos, and she'll say, if this makes you uncomfortable, it means you're not ready to hear it. Just turn it off. Don't listen to the rest of it. Or you might not want to listen to this right now. Because there's no way to understand something. It'll sound so far out that you will reject it. Talking about is why I stopped trying to explain myself. I just am myself because there's nothing else and no one else I can be. And neither can that be true for you too. So pay attention to paying attention. You know, don't get so caught up that you feel like you've done something wrong. You have not and you never will be. Just be the best you know how to be today and every single day that you exist. And you'll see, and you'll know, because the shifts and all that has already happened. We're actually in it, and it's a beautiful thing. You're here at a great time in history. So don't, you know, feel, but check out the Peculiar Daughter. It's interesting. And, you know, see how you feel. Just see how you feel. And I hope you guys have a great Monday morning. The summit is on in less than 2 weeks. Check it out on my webpage at NadiaKhalil.com. I will see you guys tomorrow. Have a great Monday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.NadiaKhalil.com.